Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. Praveen Swamy, our national security editor, reports, Muslims oppressed in Hindu democracy, says Al-Qaeda chief Al-Zawahiri, slams hijab row, praises Muskan. I am Amogra Mitra and I bring to you the podcast version of this report. Ayman Al-Zawahiri, the head of Al-Qaeda, has released a new video message focusing on the hijab controversy raging in Karnataka, which he claims has exposed the reality of Hindu India and the deception of its pagan democracy. The video, the first statement made by the world's most wanted jihadists in September, was posted to all Al-Qaeda online groups late on Tuesday night. In the 8-minute statement, Al-Zawahiri hails Muskan Khan, the Karnataka student who became famous for her pro-hijab protest in February, for having challenged a mob of Hindu polytheists with defiant slogans of Takbir, God is the greatest. Al-Zawahiri says, may Allah reward her for showing a moral lesson to sisters plagued by an inferiority complex vis-a-vis the decadent Western world. Al-Zawahiri's last video, released in September 2021, came on the back of rumors that he had died and did not refer the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban, which had taken place the previous month. The Taliban's victory had been hailed by Al-Qaeda as the jihadist movement's greatest victory. In Tuesday's statement, Al-Zawahiri tells Indians in the subcontinent to avoid being deceived by the pagan Hindu democracy of India, which, to begin with, was never more than a tool to oppress Muslims. He says, it is exactly the same tool of deception, the true nature of which was exposed by France, Holland and Switzerland when they banned the hijab while allowing nudity. We must understand the way out is by holding on to our Sharia, Muslim religious law. Al-Zawahiri adds, uniting as a single Ummah from China to Islamic Maghreb, from Caucasus to Somalia. He also lashes out at other South Asian states, saying that governments imposed on us, specifically in Pakistan and Bangladesh, do not defend us. Rather, they defend the very enemies they have empowered to fight against us. Al-Zawahiri's last India-focused video had been released in 2014 to announce the formation of the Jamaat Qaidat al-Jihad Fishabi al-Karat al-Hindia, or Organization of the Base of Jihad in the Indian subcontinent. The organization was led by Asim Umair, an Uttar Pradesh-born, Dioban-educated seminarian who had left for Pakistan in 1995. Umair is believed to have been killed in a United States military raid in Afghanistan's Musa Qala in 2019. In the 2014 video, Al-Zawahiri had said the formation of Al-Qaeda's South Asia wing was a message that we did not forget you, our Muslim brothers in India. He vowed that the jihadist group will break all borders created by Britain in India and called on the region's Muslims to unite under the credo of the one God. For many years before that, however, India had played a larger role in Al-Zawahiri's statement than in those by other Al-Qaeda leaders. In a 2001 book, for example, Al-Zawahiri had called on Muslims to discharge a religious duty of which the nation had long been deprived by fighting in Afghanistan, Kashmir, Bosnia-Herzegovina and Chechnya. Again, in September 2003, Al-Zawahiri invoked India to warn Pakistanis that their then-president, General Pervez Musharraf, was plotting to hand you over to the Hindus and flee to enjoy his secret accounts. In spite of Al-Zawahiri's efforts, however, Al-Qaeda had little success in building operational capabilities in India. Last summer, though, United Nations sanctions monitors reported that Al-Qaeda's South Asia wing remained active in Afghanistan under Taliban protection. The organization, it said, was made up mainly of Afghan and Pakistani nationals, but also individuals from Bangladesh, India and Myanmar. Born into an upper middle class family from suburban Cairo, Al-Zawahiri is said to have excelled as a student, been drawn to poetry and hated organized sports, seeing them as inhumane. Drawn to the teachings of the Islamist ideologue Sayyid Qutb as a teenager, Al-Zawahiri joined the Muslim Brotherhood, a transnational Sunni Islamist organization, when he was just 14. Qutb, whose works Milestones and In the Shade of the Quran are foundational texts for the global Islamist movement, was executed in 1996. In the years that followed, Al-Zawahiri trained as doctor and surgeon. He married Cairo University philosophy student Azza Nawairi in 1978. Their wedding, held at the Continental Hotel there, attracted attention in the liberal Cairo of the times. Men were segregated from women, photographers and musicians were kept away, and joking and banter was discouraged. Following the assassination of Egyptian President Anwar Sadat in 1981, Zawahiri was among hundreds arrested and tortured. Released after 3 years in prison, he fled the country and began practicing medicine in Saudi Arabia. There, he came in contact with Osama bin Laden. He first traveled to visit bin Laden-funded jihad facilities in Pakistan in 1985, a relationship that would slowly mature until 2001, when the Egyptian Islamic Jihad group formally merged with Al-Qaeda. Azza, Al-Zawahiri's wife, and his youngest daughter Aisha would both die in November 2001, pinned under the debris of an Al-Qaeda guest house hit by American bombs in Afghanistan. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode of The Print AM.